Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin said he believes the war in Ukraine is coming to an end. Now, earlier on, he had vowed victory during Moscow's Victory Day celebrations, but it is the first time that he has discussed a possible conclusion to the war that doesn't include outright victory or interminable fighting. Emmanuel Chase is with us, Ukraine correspondent for France 24. How significant is it, Emmanuel, that Vladimir Putin is starting to talk conclusion to the conflict?
Well, it's definitely something that we hadn't heard before from the Russian president. He actually even said that he would be open to meet Volodymyr Zelensky in another country than Russia, because beforehand he wanted to meet him only in Moscow. So those are a departure from his previous declarations. However, there's also a lot of room for caution here in Ukraine, because even if we didn't see over the weekend and the so-called ceasefire waves of hundreds of drones or dozens of missiles, the likes of which we often see being launched by Russia at Ukraine, it was also not a full-scale ceasefire, should I say, because there were dozens of attacks, assaults by Russian troops on the front line, and also attacks with drones in frontline regions all across the country.
And he's also suggested that the former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder might function as a mediator in any potential peace talks. Is that something that either the Germans themselves or Chancellor Schroeder specifically will be, former Chancellor Schroeder specifically will be interested in doing?
I think there would be a lot of skepticism in Germany and also in Ukraine when it comes to Gerhard Schroeder. He was instrumental in implementing the Nord Stream pipeline, and also he has so many ties with Russia that are also legally, suspicious that he doesn't look like a neutral intermediary, should I say. So I think there will probably be other venues being examined by Ukraine as well as by Germany.
Now, to what extent is Russia feeling the pressure at the moment? Because obviously there were significant sanctions applied to them, but in some way there has been a modicum of relief thanks to the Iranian conflict, which has meant sales of Russian energy have increased and in some instances sanctions have been paused.
Absolutely. Russia is still earning a lot of money with its oil, even if Ukraine has been striking all refineries consistently this year in a campaign of very damaging long-range strikes. But Russia is still earning money to fund its war. However, if we look at the front line, the situation on the front line for Russia, it doesn't look so good. You know, its territorial gains have decreased, have even flatlined over the past few months. For April only, Russia even lost territory, and that's the first time since August 2024 and the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the Kursk region. It has lost indeed over 120 square kilometers of land. So there's no big victory that Russia could boast about, and it's not in a position of strength in terms of negotiating either.
Emmanuel, thank you very much. Emmanuel Chase, Ukraine correspondent for France 24. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking about some of the implications of the conclusion of that conflict in Ireland, because there are reports suggesting that the government is going to put in place a scheme to pay Ukrainian refugees to return home, with the idea being that once they had returned to Ukraine and proven themselves to be there, they would get a check. We'll hear reaction to that a little bit later in the programme. We're also going to be talking about that survey on cycling, which reveals that only 3% of the population cycling on a daily basis, and there is a significant skew male in those who do choose to cycle. Perhaps it's because, as one tech says, cycle lanes keep randomly ending all over the city, leaving cyclists in limbo. If you have a view, you can text it in to 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.